Dr. Robert R. Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, was in Northwest Arkansas yesterday. His visit to the region included stops at a Rogers Rotary Club meeting and Arkansas Children's Northwest, where he made a few remarks to members of the media. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended the brief meeting, and she brings us this report.
Redfield came to the region at the invitation of Congressman Steve Womack, U.S. Representative for Arkansas's 3rd Congressional District.
We've had him all day. He's been to Rotary. He's been on the radio. He's had an opportunity to see the Benton County Health Unit today at Children's Hospital. But a remarkable human being with an enormous responsibility, and that being the global health initiatives that keep not only our country but our world safe. So I'm indebted to Bob Redfield for coming to Northwest Arkansas and seeing what we already know, that we've got a very special place and a lot of great things going on here.
Redfield says his visit affords him the opportunity to discuss some of the priorities facing the nation, like drug use disorder and the opioid epidemic, which he calls the public health crisis of our time.
It's a real challenge right now. As you know, 70,000 individuals lost their lives 2 years ago. Down a little in the high 60,000s last year, but it's a really important challenge that we have to confront drug use disorder in this country. I think it touches really many of our lives, and I think it's important to realize that we're going to beat this epidemic as we've beat other crises in the past, but it's going to take a lot of work.
The CDC director says he wants Americans to recognize addiction for what it is.
It's a medical condition. It's not a moral failing. It's a chronic medical condition, and actually it's really a chronic relapsing medical condition, and I think we need to embrace it as such and recognize that stigmatizing drug addiction has no place in public health.
When Redfield visited Little Rock in late June, he discussed the president's initiative to reduce new HIV infections by 90% by 2030. He continued the discussion yesterday by saying the scientific tools to end HIV in America exist. They just need to be put to use. He says the initiative is being implemented in 57 jurisdictions across the United States.
50 small jurisdictions, county jurisdictions or cities, and 7 states. One of the 7 states happens to be Arkansas. So that's another area. One of the reasons for Arkansas and the 7 southern states that were selected is while they don't have the most HIV acquisition, they have the most HIV acquisition in a rural environment. So we're trying to not only end AIDS in urban America, but we're trying to end HIV.
Through the new initiative, officials plan to reduce new HIV infections with existing programs like the Ryan White HIV AIDS program, which provides services and medications for low-income people living with HIV who are uninsured and underserved. Plans also include a new program through community health centers that will provide a drug called PrEP to protect people at highest risk for getting HIV. According to the CDC, more than 4,600 Arkansans could potentially benefit from this pill. CDC Director Robert Redfield says Arkansas is one applicant that has submitted a planning grant in an effort to combat the disease.
So those will be reviewed and actually funded, hopefully by June 30th. And then the state of Arkansas will have to get together and develop their initiative for submission for the funding. We're all hopeful that Congress will pass a bill so that this new initiative can launch. So I expect you're going to hear more about it between September and January as your state develops their program.
More information about the initiative is available at hiv.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.